There's an old adage, never work with children or animals, because it's known to be notoriously difficult, especially when it comes to certain aspects of science and wanting to generate high-quality data from repeated measurements. And that's where the kids can be particularly tricky. But Cameron Ellis at Stanford University has partly solved the problem with the help of movies. He's interested in how the developing human brain wires itself up and responds to different experiences and stimuli over the initial months of life. When it comes to the visual system, the current gold standard for doing this is to present various defined shapes and colours and monitor the response. But it can be very hard to keep subjects still and motivated to remain engaged, and this can mar the quality of the data. So can movies, designed as they are to be compelling and immersive, be used instead, he wondered.
It's a real curiosity as to why it is that we are born immature. If you look at horses, they can walk a few minutes, maybe an hour after birth, whereas we take 9 to 12 months to learn how to walk. The same is true for our visual system as well. Although other animals might have a relatively mature visual system, meaning that the way in which they process the visual input that they receive is similar in infancy as it is to when they are an adult, that's not the case in humans. Our visual system is really different. Why it's different is a curious question that we don't fully know the answer to. But one explanation is that in order to acquire the kind of expertise that we use for processing the visual world in our adulthood, that can't just all be baked in by our genetics. Instead, some of that has to happen as learning during our lifetime. And so we need to learn how to see the world, and that's part of what's happening in that first year of life.
Yeah. Are you getting at that there's a rough map there, that things seem to be wired up roughly right, but what we need is the icing on the cake, the finessing of that system in order to get the amazing visual system that humans have when they're older?
Yeah, so when we started this work about 5 years ago, we didn't know whether the macro structure or the general organization of the visual system in infants in place. And when we found that it was, that was very surprising, that in general, the big organization that is present, at least in parts of the way that we process vision, is very similar between infants and adults. But despite that similarity in the big stuff, we still think that over the course of development, there's lots of changes in the little stuff, the perfecting of the fine-grained details.
So what does the bringing movies to bear on the problem buy you?
Movies are a really amazing stimulus for showing infants as well as other populations like patients who otherwise might be uncomfortable in the kind of neuroimaging environment that we use to measure brain activity. The reason is that movies are naturally engaging. And so when you use a very engaging stimulus, you're likely to get more data that is low emotion. That is something that we have seen in our data, that infants have more attention and they will move less when watching movies. And so it really comes down to a data quality issue in one sense, that we want to see kind of how good the data can be when using movies. But there's another reason for using movies as well, is that it's really nice to see that the brain's response to somewhat naturalistic stimuli, I don't mean that they're fully naturalistic because it is still watching a movie that was designed by a director and what have you, but somewhat more natural kind of everyday type experiences, evoking brain activity looks something like the kind of brain activity that we identify when we're using kind of a more of a test tube and beaker approach, where we are showing specific shapes with specific timing that are well tested on adults and other infants to validate that they reveal certain aspects of the brain.
And do your results align when you show movies with when you've done other rougher probes using artificial stimuli like shapes and so on? Do you get broadly the same results?
When we use these really well-controlled experimental stimuli like colourful shapes, those methods are considered the gold standard of identifying the visual organisation in the adult brain as well as, we think, in the infant brain. But when we use movies, we can get rough approximations of those same maps from measuring the brain's response to the movie data. So this tells us that the kind of way in which the infant brain is processing movies recapitulates or recreates the structure that we could have otherwise seen by using these precisely controlled experimental stimuli.
Which must give you confidence for a start, but also mean that because you can vary what's in the movie, you can actually quite easily adapt this and probe things slightly differently, but also do it repeatedly because you've got really good engagement from the kids in the scanner. They want to watch the movie.
That's exactly right. Beyond it being a proof that movies are a great way of evoking brain responses in these kind of messy situations, this is also a way of showing that movies are a really powerful tool that ought to be deployed and used in many different cases for studying the infant brain. For instance, you can use movies to naturally compare how people, how infant brains respond to different languages, or you can use movies to test how they understand social and social events and social interactions. You can use movies to study how infants are reasoning about others' minds. And we think that this is just generally a really good demonstration that movies ought to be a big part of experimentalist toolkit when studying the infant mind.
I was just going to say, what will you go on now? Now you've given yourself the confidence to pursue this. What will you go on to test or explore with movies, because it will be easier to do that?
One of the exciting ways in which we're using movies right now is that we're using movies as a way to study the infant's brain response to language. We're doing an experiment where we're studying how the infant brain responds to familiar languages like English for the children that speak English versus unfamiliar languages like Japanese for the children that don't speak Japanese. And we want to see to what extent the infant brains differ when they're hearing English versus Japanese. Another really exciting method that this paper gave us confidence we could pursue is that we can use movies as a way to find out directly what is similar between infants and adult brains. We can ask, how does the infant brain process this movie, and how is it similar or different to the way that an adult brain processes this movie? And that could be a really effective and unique way of asking this question: what makes infants unique? How do their experiences differ from adults' experiences?
Cameron Ellis from Stanford University.